You are listening to On The Daily, the RotoViz Daily Fantasy Sports Podcast, powered by RotoViz Radio.
What up, what up? You are listening to the September 12th, 2017 PGA edition of On The Daily, the RotoViz Radio Daily Fantasy Sports Podcast. I'm Matt Dolkin on Twitter, at BeardedDFS, and joining me on this episode is nobody. It's the Dolk Main Podcast, the solo pod, the Matt Dolkin dialogue. How was your first week in NFL? Did you crush it? Were all your dreams fulfilled? Did you win $1 million? Or did you not, like me? Yeah, it was a rough week one in football. I do some football content over on fanvice.com, an article and a show. Luckily, I was able to recoup a lot of it on Monday night on that short slate, just stacking up Minnesota a bunch of ways. But you know what? RotoViz has a ton of great NFL content. The NFL season is here, baby. We're rolling. Get into it with the RotoViz NFL Pass, which you can get right now for 30% off. This discount is for podcast listeners only, and it's available through the NFL podcast homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast. Your subscription gives you unlimited access to all of our NFL content and tools, and it also supports the pod. This is going to be a fun week of golf. We got the BMW Championship. We're going to be talking about key statistics, the course. We're going to be going through the player pool, talk some game theory, different ways to go at the bottom, at the top. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's get right into it. So, if you've listened to any of my stuff or checked out my work, my writings, you know I'm predominantly a DraftKings player. I dabble on the other sites, but honestly, you know, I just find that when you just focus on one site and put all your effort into it, it works out better that way when you just really try to focus. So there's a lot of nice tournaments over on DraftKings this week. We got a huge dogleg championship, 100K to first, 600K prize pool. Looks like the margin or the rake is 13.42% there, and it pays out 23.9. Yeah, it's really, really, really big up top. A lot of entries. You can play that, throw a few in there. I don't mind that one. This par 5 championship is just enormous, 94,000 people, and man, you got to get top 4 out of all those people. Insane rake of about 15%. I don't know. I don't even know if I'll throw any entries in there. Like, you know, you have that thought, oh, what if it hits? But, I mean, is that likely to happen, you know, if you don't get outside those top two? You know, it's going to be hard to do well on your investment if you're really trying to hammer it home and put a ton of lineups in there. I love the 4K pressure putt. If you can get in there, $440 to get in. A little bit of a flatter payout, even up to 6, you get 10K, 7th and 8th, 7K. So I love that if you can get up in there. That's a great place to be. It's been torture seeing everyone talking about the Fantasy Golf World Championships. I was in it last year, and not making it this year while chasing super hard was pretty painful for me. Yeah, it really sucks, and everybody's all excited, and I feel left out. No, but let's talk about the course a little bit here. We traveled to Lake Forest, Illinois, to Conway Farms Golf Club, a Tom Fazio design created in 1991. The BMW Championship was played here in 2015 and 2013, and that's it for professional events. There was some weather in both of those years, but I still looked at that data just to try to see which guys have, you know, the good weather draw did succeed, you know, because I'm sure there were multiple types of different guys in the good and the bad weather draw. That's how I see it. And this is a no-cut event, 70 golfers in the field, 7,208 par 71 track. There's 4 par 3s, 11 par 4s, and 3 par 5s. A few drivable par 4s there. If you want the the full breakdown, go to rotoviz.com/PGA. The package is $4. You get John's model and three articles by myself. The intro, course intro, key stats, picks, and chalk pivots. And we've been doing pretty well so far, so I think we're going to keep riding the hot streak, and let's get right to it. You have heather grass surrounding many of the fairways. It can be some trouble if you get into it, but I'm not sure how long it's going to be yet. You have bent grass green surrounded by bent grass, which will create some interesting shots in certain situations off the green. Looking at the weather, there may be a little bit of wind, but I'm not sure how strong the difference will be between the tee times. You're going to have to check back on that closer to lock. This week, I'm going to be targeting guys that are pretty much just good all around, not necessarily a bomber or accuracy guy, kind of a mix of both. I'm going to be targeting strokes gained tee to green, strokes gained off the tee, strokes gained approach, and birdie or better percentage with some bogey avoidance. So let's get right into the player pool. We got to take it down, man. It's the last week. You know, the season's coming to an end, even though the season basically never ends for golf, because we just get right back to it, you know what I'm saying? But first decision that you got to make, Spieth, Johnson, what are you going to do up top? So if you look at advanced course history, which is basically, you know, the strokes gained statistics taking out putting for, you know, how they finished, because obviously putting is included in finishing position. So we say that a guy can putt better than he did maybe if he putted poorly when he was doing good work tee to green. So in terms of Spieth and Dustin Johnson, the advanced course history certainly favors Jordan Spieth. But if you look at the recent form, all the statistics are going to point you to David Johnson. David Johnson. Wow, I'm on football right now. Dustin Johnson. So up top, I really think, you know, I'm going to lean with Spieth this week. The guy, he hasn't got the win. I think DJ is kind of like, oh, I got the win. I'm chilling. I mean, he's a killer. He wants to take this down. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, we got one more week next week. So it's like, I don't know. I think DJ is going to be more in it next week. And I think Spieth is just really trying to win, coming off 2 second places. And I'm just going to go Spieth up top. So if you're going to go up here, I don't even think I will, especially in like my main lineup. It's just hard because you're forced into playing multiple guys that you don't feel comfortable with, or maybe like guys you think can get a top 20, but you don't know if they can top 5 or top 10 or take it down. So it's hard to build Spieth or Dustin Johnson lineups. But if you can find a guy down low that you really like, I mean, there's Xander right there, you know, at the minimum. There's probably going to be a lot of Spieth Xander and Dustin Johnson Xander lineups out there, because he definitely helps your cause if that's the route that you're going to go. So I'm Spieth up top. After that, you know, I always like Ricky Fowler. I mean, he's just so consistent this year and lines up really well for the course. Good tee to green, good approach. I just don't see myself playing him as much as I did before when he was like a little cheaper priced. Right now he's 10-7. We saw him 9-7 last week. Or it's kind of hard when you don't get the same discount, you know, even though maybe it's like we've paid that price for him before. But I don't know. I just think there's other guys that are lower that I would rather go to that are just as good as Ricky, even though I feel like he's a fine play. But it's not like he's going to be under-owned, so remember that. Next, John Rahm. I don't have a positive or negative feeling about him, but he's not someone that I'm going to be going towards. Moving down, Justin Thomas. He's definitely the guy that scares you, but I don't like playing guys coming off a win, so I'm going to stay true to form with that one. Hideki Matsuyama. Something's just wrong. You know, he can't get that putter going. it's an issue, you know. You try to not take putting into account too often. But this guy, you know, he had five putters. He doesn't have it together right now. He's literally scared when he gets up there to putt the ball. So it's just really hard to have faith in Hideki Matsuyama, even though he's cheap. So he'll be high owned, but I don't know if you want to take that plunge this week if you think the putter will come around, because tee to green he looks just absolutely wonderful. So this next guy we're gonna talk about is just really coming to form. Someone who had a rough season and is finally just getting back to, you know, what we know. Jason Day at a discount. The one to me that kind of sticks out is like a guy who should perform really well this week. I think he's my pick to win. He has the amazing advanced course history. First tee to green, first off the tee, fifth in approach, third around the green in the last eight at Conway Farms, in his last 12 rounds at all courses, he's 12th tee to green, 15th off the tee, 24th in approach, and 24th around the green. He's just finding his form, and he's just at this reduced price. You just have to love him. There's no way you can't be on Jason Day this week. I mean, he's a lock. He's a lock in cash. I love him in tournaments. He's the one this week. You can't really play Rory McIlroy. I mean, you can throw him in a lineup if you really want to, but it's just not right. Paul Casey, same stories every week for the past, two months. He's going to still be really highly owned, and there's a lot of guys around him, so I think he's easy to fade. I think I probably will fade him this week. Just, you know, the game theory move, 20 to 30% ownership, I can leverage pretty easily. I'm not sure how high I'm on Brooks. I'm going to have to look a little more into it. But you have Koepka right there, Stenson. I really like Oosthuizen, and then Jason Day, you know, just above, only $400. So, I don't know. I think it's pretty easy to fade Paul Casey, and even though he does stand out statistically. So that's definitely what I'm going to do. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. He's a great play. Cash games. I'm going to write him up in my article. So, phenomenal play. So I like Oosthuizen, I like Sergio, I like Cantlay, I love Justin Rose. It's just really hard with Garcia, you know. He broke his putter last week and was putting with some kind of like his 3-wood, I think. I don't know where this guy's head's at right now. That was just really frustrating for me. I've been riding him, but you know, he's really cheap. $8,700 just does not make sense. So I could definitely see taking a stab on him. Cantlay, it's hard to play him in this range when there's guys around him that are so talented. He's been playing really well lately, and statistically his form is, you know, has him in the right range. But just pure pedigree, it's hard to pay this price for him. I mean, especially when you have Justin Rose right there, who I just completely love. Coming around with back-to-back top 10s, he changed the shafts in his clubs before the Northern Trust, and apparently it's been really helping out. He's fourth in strokes gained tee to green, 32nd in strokes gained off the tee, 8th in strokes gained approach, 4th in strokes gained around the green. In the last 8 rounds since he has switched those shafts. So it's weird how that's just such a big thing. I don't know if it's just the confidence or it really was a problem with his equipment, but he's playing really well now, and he has great advanced course history. In those 8 rounds at Conway Farms, he is 9th tee to green, 34th off the tee, 1st in strokes gained approach, and 30th in strokes gained around the green. So I really love Justin Rose. I think he's going to be really popular, but he's just still really underpriced and just still just a phenomenal play. Kevin Chappell, I don't know. I think I'm going to be off him this week. Not necessarily a reason. He might end up, like, if he fits in a lineup and I just don't have enough to go to Justin Rose, I might play him, but I might go to Kuchar there. Just, he's a safe play. You know, he's probably not going to win, but he could top 10, top 5. And in cash, you know, you're locking him in. Next guy, I'm afraid, is also becoming a cash game play. Patrick Reed, you know. His form has not been great this year, but there's a lot of reason to believe that he's coming around. So in the last four rounds, he was 13th tee to green and 27th approaching the green, first around the green, and first in strokes gained short game. So while for the past, you know, he's had a couple of spikes here and there, but he hasn't really been showing any true sustained form. It makes you want to hop right back on him at 8,000. I mean, he's just far too cheap. It doesn't make any sense. His odds are 28-1. He should be like 500 to 1,000 more. That's why I'm afraid he's kind of going to become a cash option with the sixth last week. So it sucks, but I really love him, and I'm ready to hop on. Especially this price, it's too good. You have to play him. I mean, sometimes in these super strong fields, you got to take the optimal plays. I'm all for game theory, and there's certain guys that I will be fading, like Paul Casey, but I just don't think Reed is one of those guys that I'm going to get off due to game theory this week, just because of how strong of a play he is in this price range. Yeah. Moving down, you have to love Leishman again. I'm forever fading Tony Finau. Yes, no Tony Finau ever again. He's actually had a few bad weeks, but to be honest, I haven't been able to capitalize. I haven't had the best past few weeks, but we're going to get right back on the horse this week and crush it, you know what I'm saying? Even though my picks have been doing well, I haven't been putting together the perfect combination of those. But yeah, Leishman, just a lock. Awesome play. Looks good in his last 8 rounds, last 12 rounds, and everything, you know, tee to green, off the tee, approach. It all looks really good. As far as his advanced course history, he is 30th tee to green. Off the tee, he's 26th. In the approach, he's 16th. Around the green, 41st. He's an odds value of 40-1. You got to like that. Just a very strong play. Definitely a cash game lock. I'm basically building the cash game team. You know what I mean? You put Patrick Reed in. You throw in Leishman, then you put in Justin Rose and Day, and I'm not even going to finish it for you. But, yeah. So, there's not too many guys I really like on the lower end. Maybe someone that I'll have a read on later in the week. I could see a stab at Stuart Cink. He showed something last week, a little return to the form, being third in the field in strokes gained tee to green and first in strokes gained approach. So if he's a guy, you know, that we've seen, you know, win a major, a very quality player, you know, top 30 tee to green this year, he's definitely someone maybe you could, you know, take a look at and take a stab on DraftKings. So I think that's going to do it for us. Make sure you check out the PGA package. Just $4 to, you know, help you profit in PGA. And that'll do it for this episode of On the Daily. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to On the Daily, the RotoViz Daily Fantasy Sports Podcast, powered by RotoViz Radio. And special thanks to Randy E. Aguabo for the introduction. Please review the podcast on iTunes under the established RotoViz Radio feed. Contact us via email onthedailydfs@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter @onthedailydfs.